There are new books all the time, and Nancy Pearl has two new ones to share with us. Hi, Nancy.
Hi, Steve.
What's this one here? What's this paperback one? Is this new or new in paperback?
This is called Mother, Daughter, Me by Katie Hafner, and it is new in paperback. And I remember reading it originally when it was out in hardback about a year ago, and very much enjoying it. It's a memoir of the time that Katie Hafner, who was a single parent, she had a teenage daughter, decided that it would make sense all around if her mother, who needed not to be alone anymore, moved in with Katie and her daughter Zoe. And this book is about what happens after that fateful decision is made. And, you know, it's honest, it's tender, it really explores, you could call it the sandwich generation, that's what it's called, with children depending on you and now elderly parents depending on you. But it's about, in many ways, it's about how you remain yourself when you're both a mother and a daughter. And I think that that's something that a lot of women have to deal with.
Oh, this is a perfect book for my family situation and my sister.
Yes, it is. It is.
Who's moved in with us to help take care of our mother.
Yeah.
And her daughter is in town with her, too. That's so interesting. Katie Hafner used to write about, she writes about cyber issues for a long time. That's what I remember her work. I read a book she wrote a long time ago about when she was still working for Wired. She wrote a book about cyber and the internet. I think it was a cybersecurity book. I should look it up. But did that book get you thinking about your own sandwich?
Well, right. It got me thinking about that whole issue of being true to yourself and fulfilling whatever obligations you might have, and where the line is drawn between your needs and your need to be a good mother or a good daughter. So it got me thinking about that. And I, really, books that make me think, I think long after the book is finished, I think are some of the best kinds of books to read. And I actually think this would be an excellent book club book because...
Because oh, yeah, sure.
I suspect a lot of, a lot of people in book clubs would face this same situation.
Cyberpunk, Outlaws and Hackers on the Computer Frontier. She wrote that in 1991 before she and her mother moved in with her.
Or her daughter was born.
Yeah. You said it was honest. It was tough. Is it, in the end, will we feel good? Will we feel...
I think that readers will feel good because Katie Hafner and her mother and her daughter came to an understanding about their lives together and their lives as separate people.
Very interesting. Mother, Daughter, Me, Katie Hafner, Hafner. And then this is a new hardback.
So, So Mark Harris, who is married to Tony Kushner, wrote this book, Five Came Back, A Story of Hollywood and the Second World War. Some listeners might remember that Mark Harris wrote this fabulous earlier book called Pictures at a Revolution, Five Movies and the Birth of the New Hollywood, which looked at the Best Picture nominees for 1968. And
I do remember that book.
When I think about narrative nonfiction and when I think about what I want in narrative nonfiction, what comes to mind are as excellent examples of the best kind of writing, narrative nonfiction writing. Two of the best examples are Mark Harris's two books. In Five Came Back, he looks at five of the leading directors of the 30s and 40s, late 30s and 40s, John Ford. I mean, these are all going to be very familiar names. John Ford, George Stevens, John Huston, William Wyler, and Frank Capra. All people who went into the war joined up. I mean, they didn't make films as individuals. It wasn't like Hollywood was there filming, but they were members of various branches of the military whose job it was to film various things that were going on. You know, as always with, well, with Mark Harris's first book and then this one, some of the best parts are the kind of background that he gives of Hollywood, the little bits of gossip about the personal lives of these people. I mean, it's not like reading. I remember reading and always feeling a little bit unclean when I was reading a Photoplay magazine, and you know, which is, as I recall, maybe I'm wrong, but as I recall, all gossip. And this is the kind of book. Both of his books are the kinds of books where when you're reading it, you want to sit there with a pad of paper, or have your notebook or your tablet at hand, so you can start making a list of movies that you want to see.
Well, I think I want to read this book. This is a book that I'm fascinated by. I mean, what were the movies that Ford made? He made a couple that were very well received. The Bridge at the Battle, the war movies.
Yeah.
When he was there, when he was doing this work.
Well, mostly they were making what became documentaries, and then they turned them into. They used some of the stuff that they had learned or gathered, but they were in the thick of battle.
And they were at Midway. In Italy. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. And
how do they come across as people in this book? Ford, Stevens, Houston, Wyler, and Capra.
They're very, very interesting. I mean, you know, with five people, I think occasionally. I was thinking I was going to get confused between them. And the arrangement is that it's not one writer following one writer throughout the war. It's the different writers basically at similar time periods, similar years. But he makes them all individuals. And that's what he did so well. And if anyone has not read Pictures at a Revolution and is at all interested in film, boy, what a terrific book that is.
I want to read that. I have not read his books.
Yeah, you have to get them.
That's fun.
They're so terrific.
I think about Frank Capra going to war and then coming back and making It's a Wonderful Life.
Yep. And you think about, and you know, of course, this was the period, the wartime was the period that was going to lead into very closely McCarthyism. These people went into war with various feelings about the war, as many Americans had at that time until after Pearl Harbor. And so there was all of that. All of that complication and sort of machinations that go into this book, the film that I that I immediately checked out of the library after reading this was Swing Time.
Really?
Uh huh. Now I don't even remember who directed it.
No, I have to look that up.
But it's the very first Fred Astaire, Ginger Rogers film.
Right.
And it makes no sense as a, I guess, we
Wait, don't, Stevens.
A,
I think it was Stevens.
Was it George Stevens?
I think it was Stevens, yeah. Yeah, Stevens
yeah,
directed.
So
it.
Much fun. And the dancing is just absolutely fantastic. But in that movie, they're doing, this is really off the subject, but they're doing a tribute. Fred Astaire in the movie is dancing a tribute to Bojangles Robinson, but he does it in blackface.
Oh yeah, I remember
Wait,
that.
Do you?
I remember
See,
that.
See, I
yeah.
didn't. I mean, that was like upsetting, stunning, and upsetting, and then having to kind of take a breath and think when it was filmed.
Yeah, yeah, 36.
Yeah.
The bridge at San Pietro, that was the Battle of San Pietro. It was over a town. The Battle of San Pietro. That was the John Ford film that he made during the war. that I imagine must be written about when Five came back.
You know, and John Ford did Stagecoach. Right? I mean, these are major, major directors, and people will know these films, their early films and their later films. And this fills in that gap of what they were doing during those years
Very
that the U.S. was at war. A fabulous book.
Wow. Stevens went to Dachau when it was liberated.
He did,
and filmed it there.
And he never got over that. Hmm. He was just stunned and dismayed and disbelieving and knew how important it was to document. And the documentation, the video documentation that he did there when they had the war trials of the German officials, they played an important role.
Mark Harris, Five Came Back, A Story of Hollywood and the Second World War, Mother, Daughter, Me, Katie Hafner, about the sandwich generation. I like that image. Good books, Nancy. Thank you.
Thank you, Steve.